Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. Thanks for pressing the play button, for spending a little time with me. I'm under the weather. My throat's killing me right now. But I must help all of you avoid the crazy gaslighting that's going on. Every day you go online and you see all of these stories. We've been talking about the drones a lot. I told you it would come out to be something that's nothing, right? Remember, I talked about the dream that I had where they look like helium balloons. And then the end of the story is, it's probably just a lie. It's probably just a whole psyop, not to worry about it, not to freak out about it. Man, did our government and the media give us, a head spin over this whole thing. First, they don't know what it is. Then it's like, we think it's alien craft. Then it's like, it's China. Then it's Iran. All of these things to get you all stressed out. If it's not an alien invasion, it's going to be war. It's like, come on, people. And what do they find out? What do they say? Oh, it's just normal drones, hobby drones, just like I was talking about with Rex. It's pretty funny. Pretty funny. We're ahead of our time, Rex. You should follow him on YouTube's Leak Project. He's a great guy. I'm going to have him on the show again. But we talked about it. We told everybody this is probably what it was. Rex was the guy who was saying, it's the government. It's the government. That's what he thought, at least. So what do we know, right? What do we know? We're given stories all the time, Jesus said. When he was talking to people, he says, you can tell what kind of weather it's going to be through, you know, the way the sky is. You look at the sky the night before and you're like, oh, experience has taught me that when I start seeing this stuff, this is the way it's going to be tomorrow. Right? The weather's going to be nice or the weather's going to be bad. We can do the same thing with the news. Can't we? I mean, that's what I am. I'm a meatball, which, by the way, you can get in the links in the description. You should do it, by the way, because it's Christmas and it supports the channel. I'm like probably 70% supported by just you. So thank you for doing that, for Patreon, for PayPal, for any way that you help and you support the channel. I know things are tough on everybody, but man, it means a lot. It means a lot. It's the only reason I can do this. But I may be a meatball and everything else, but I'm also kind of witnessing these things and sharing it on to all of you. And it turns out a lot of the times it kind of happens that way. So I got another one of these things to share with you today. Another little bit of gaslighting that I think is going on is the story with Carissa Ward. She's the reporter for CNN. Remember a couple of days ago, they like set the prisoner free and it was like an all thing. And the guy came out and he was all like, Oh. Now, I'm not diminishing it, but I mean, you know, he was laying it on a little thick. And we were led to believe that this was some guy that was trapped in some secret dungeon somewhere. And he hadn't seen light. And it turned out none of that stuff was real. Actually, the opposite of real. This guy's name, by the way, was Salama. Salama Muhammad Salama. Not like salami, but like Salama, which literally means peace and safety or peace and security. How about them apples? Well, it turns out this guy that everybody was like, oh, this is such a great thing, right? So CNN, at least. People are like saying she should step down. I don't know how you run a puff piece like that and you make it out like this is some big thing and it's so obvious. Just seems so insincere. I'm not saying it was. Maybe they thought that they got somebody who was, you know, pulled in from the regime. But it turned out this guy was like the interrogator, the torturer. He was like part of like the secret military. He was like he was a bad guy. He was a first lieutenant in like Bashar's army. He was a first lieutenant in the Syrian Air Force intelligence. He was he tortured people. Well, that's what the story is right now. And, you know, you would think that maybe somebody who did things that are against what we would consider to be humanity, crimes against humanity, he just disappeared. So the story comes off to begin with. It's like, oh, look, this is, it just seems so insincere. So no wonder. You know, the next day we find out, oh, he's not just, he wasn't just a prisoner. He was actually a torturer. Oh, and it wasn't even that big of a deal. He just owed somebody some money because he was known for extorting people. Corruption, a torturer. And he's gone. He disappeared. So they don't know where he is. Now, what I see I see like a spiritual story. I speculate. It's like the looking at the sky. I see the sky looks like this right now. I think this is what's going to happen next.
I mean, all the drones that are flying around New Jersey ports. It seems like the American people have a big disc.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people, and they should.
Have you received an intelligence briefing on the drones?
I don't want to comment on that.
Have you received an intelligence briefing on the drones?
I don't want to comment on that.
The name Salami, Salama, means peace and security. And if you know anything about the Bible, peace and security is mentioned many times. If you're new to the channel, you probably are into prophecy and stuff like that. That means stuff that's been written in this book. And then it starts to kind of play out in the world. That's kind of what I do. You know, I kind of take the world events and I find a meaning in scripture. And the one that most people attribute to peace and security is the one that's found in 1 Thessalonians concerning the day of the Lord. This is the day that Christ comes. And that word comes means to be manifested, to be revealed in the world. It's a time of great correction and reward. It's the separation of the wheat and the tares, the sheep and the goats. And so when I see peace and security being released, I think of this passage. Now, brothers and sisters, about the times and the dates, we don't need to tell you. For you know very well the day of the Lord comes like a thief in the night. The truth's going to hit you when the truth's going to hit you. Okay, so you know this. We don't need to tell you about the signs and the things that are coming. Because you know that Christ is going to come like this. For you know well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, while people are saying peace and safety, peace and security. While they're saying peace and safety, destruction will come upon them. Suddenly, as birth pangs, like labor. So, they're going to be saying peace and security. When you see this being shouted in the land, you know sudden destruction is coming next. The instant you think that everything's going to be good, it's going to be broken up. But how does that factor into what's happening today with the CNN story? Well, I see peace and safety being released into the world, and it's a torturer. So I think to myself, well, what better way to destroy somebody's ego than to put them through some hard times? You have this guy, military intelligence guy for the Air Force, for, you know, the Syrian army, being released, playing it up like it's, you know, this is like he's been in there since he was two. But he's a torturer. He's an enforcer. So I feel like that's what's being released. Because when you hear of peace and safety, then what comes is the destruction. Now, what I've been talking about on the channel a lot is that in the end days, that there's going to be like a big time correction. And that the days that we're entering into, if you're doing the right thing and you're kind and you're a good member of society, you're going to be okay. But if you're not, you're going to have a problem. Sudden destruction is going to come upon you, even though you hear the words peace and safety, even though you think things are going to be okay. The next line, this is why I'm encouraging you, saying that you will not escape, says, as labor pains of a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. Who? The bad people. But you, brothers and sisters, is what Paul goes on to write. You're not in the dark that this day is going to take you like a thief in the night. You're all children of the light. Children of the day. You don't belong to the darkness, to the psyops. You don't belong to all that nonsense. So then don't be like the others who are asleep, who are dummies. They're like, oh, it's UFOs. Oh, it's Iran. Oh, it's Russia. And the whole time, you know, I told you ahead of time, what is this going to be? I had that dream and I felt like, oh, it's probably all going to be a lie, right? Lies, devils, demons. Don't be like the others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep at night, they get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, acting in faith, putting on the love as a breastplate, hope as salvation. Hope of salvation is your helmet. In other words, when you hear peace and safety, which is being released in the land, which I think we're going to see rollbacks. We're going to see rollbacks in the way police officers are allowed to interrogate. I feel like that's coming. I feel like, you know, we're going to see stuff like waterboarding and all that stuff. I feel like that's going to be like, hey, you know, this is what we need to do. It's going to be a heavier hand. This is something that I've said, right? Well, but God's in it. If it happens, God's in it for a reason. And do you got to worry if you're doing the right thing? No. This is the day. This is why the book of Revelation says, you know, woe unto you, inhabitants of the earth. Inhabitants of the earth, the carnal lower realm, those who are asleep. The devil's come down onto you. What is the devil going to do? Going to sift you like wheat. The hard times. We're going to see what you're made of. But rejoice, those that are in heaven. Only you. We've been broken. We're meek. That's who inherits. You see what I'm saying? This is why it's so important today to have a spiritual life. So important today to reach out to God and pray for the truth, no matter what the cost. So important to make what's wrong in your home right, to forgive. This is the day we're in. Peace and safety, my friends. It's being released, and it's... you don't want to be on the other side of what that means if you're breaking the law. You know what I mean? All right. Thank you all for spending a little time with me. I hope this show meant something to you. I'm not feeling good at all. I feel like absolute crap. Ethan was like bedridden forever. So pray for Jacob. Pray for old Jacob so that I don't get worse. And have the best day ever. Share the channel around. Hit like. Get yourself the merch in the description of the video. And if you're using the Truly Free Home products, thank you very much. Don't forget, code Jacob gets you 30% off. All the links to everything, the description of the video below. I love you. I feel like I'm going to pass out. Really don't feel good. My throat really hurts. But I feel like I did a good job to you, for you, all you today. So do me a favor and show some appreciation in the comments section. And just tell me how you're doing. All right. I love each and every one of you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.